Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Cue Kevin Lytle's walk-up theme right there. You just picture him popping out, getting ready for the Royal Rumble. Takes a drink of his bottled water and spews it out over the top. Throws it down and sprints onto the ring. Here he is, Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and our Rams insider. Kevin, my man, how are you?
Doing awesome. How are you?
I'm good, man. What do you think about that? That's your entry. You could be joining into the Royal Rumble. I think you'd fare pretty well.
Let's give it a shot. What could go wrong?
Nothing would go wrong. You would be brilliant. We'd write the script that way for you. We'd make sure of it somehow, some way. What does the script show for the rest of the season for the Colorado State men's basketball team? It was nice to see them break that losing streak and beat Air Force. It kind of seems like that loss to Air Force a while back was when it really started to feel like, yikes, this season's getting rough. But for them to do it with what? I mean, what'd they use, 8 players against Air Force?
Yeah, I mean, this roster continues to be very limited for a variety of reasons. Injury and illness, struck again in the last week. So, yeah, 7 scholarship guys, and then Trace Young, a walk-on, played more than a dozen minutes against Air Force. That's where CSU is at right now with how limited they are. But man, I thought CSU played really well. I think it goes to show, not to excuse that early loss to them because CSU shouldn't have lost it, but Air Force is so difficult to play because they do things that are so unusual and you never really see them elsewhere. And, in that first matchup, CSU had a quick turn. And a lot of these guys, your Patrick Cartiers, your Palmers, your younger guys haven't really seen it. So they were pretty baffled by it, as you could tell by how Air Force scored. But in this one, CSU played pretty well. I think the defense was a little shaky again early in the game. But then you could tell kind of muscle memory kicked in of like, oh, okay, this is what we need to do. And they did it well. And then offensively, it was the two guys, John Tonje and Isaiah Stevens, both kind of early on, you could tell, were like, oh, no one on this team can defend me, so I'll just beat them over and over and over. And that's what they did. And those two guys, your senior leaders, did what you kind of want them to do and kind of drag you out of that slump.
It was cool to, I just expect every night Isaiah Stevens is gonna do something. He's going to fill the stat sheet, whether that's, he's always going to get a pretty good amount of points, but he's going to have a lot of assists. But seeing John Tonje kind of get it going, yeah. I think that's the one player most Rams fans can agree on. Like, that's the second guy. If he can really get it going consistently, then maybe the Rams can, put a nice finishing touch to the season. And who knows? Get a win or two, get some buy-in from the fan base, and suddenly they go rolling into the Mountain West Tournament. But Tonje, there's a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah, exactly. He's had some very good games and some not great ones. The most encouraging is this is back-to-back games where he's played quite well. He had 20 against Utah State in the loss there, and I thought was really in control. And he did the same, because I think, when John struggles, it's almost over trying. He tries to do too much because, again, just like you said, he knows that the team needs him to do that. But when he's really in control, and he sure was against Air Force, really good shots, really smart drives to the rim, 21 points, so back-to-back 20-point games for John. If he can be doing that consistently, all of a sudden the CSU team does get a lot more dangerous. Again, I'm not saying they're going to go win the Mountain West, but they do become more dangerous because you would have a little bit more of a second fiddle behind Isaiah. Because like you said, you're going to get somewhere between 50 and 20 points and somewhere between like 5 and 8 assists from Isaiah night in, night out.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he is our CSU Rams insider. They get a little time off here until they take on Boise State, I think the day after Valentine's Day. What do you think the roster is going to look like at that point? Are they going to get some guys back? What's shaping up, at least leading into that game and the final stretch of the season?
Yeah, health-wise, definitely a good time to get kind of a week off before playing again. So I expect Tavy Jackson and probably Jalen Lake to be back for that game. Tavy was out with illness, I guess. So just some time off. He should be fine. It shouldn't be anything like the Josiah Strong situation that dragged out. So he should be back. And hopefully he can get back on the practice court before then, you know, kind of get his legs back under him. And then Jalen Lake, he was out with a concussion, but I think they're hopeful that he'll be able to be back Tuesday as well next week. So the roster should be a little bit more intact, and all the other guys who are out are long-term absences. So if you get Lake and Jackson back, that's as full as you can be.
Yeah, well, what's been going on? Obviously, injuries happen, but and this isn't just a CSU thing. I've been hearing it with a lot of teams, like illness, and it's been like a couple of weeks taking guys out, not a few days. I mean, what is going on, you know, specifically with CSU, but obviously we're seeing it all over the place.
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. I mean, one, obviously COVID is still around, and you know, guys can still catch COVID, which obviously knocks you out. And I think part of it is, it used to be, I think, maybe standard practice of, well, you know, you get sick, you play through it. I think, you know, partially through COVID, you know, people are kind of smartened up that, well, that's, you know, that's probably not great for the health of everyone. It's probably not great for the health of an individual. So I think you're seeing it a little more often of, if someone's sick, you just want to get them away from the team, or else they'll rip through the team, you know, whether it's COVID or not. You know, you don't want a team full of guys with the flu either. So I think there's probably some of that in play too, but COVID, of course, is still, you know, lingering around and can still affect things. We've seen a couple games around the country be postponed due to COVID issues, so you know, it's not totally impacting like it was, you know, a year or a couple of years ago, but you know, it still exists, obviously.
Kevin, it's a crazy world, man. At the beginning of the season, if you would have looked at the standings and predicted, you know, Colorado State and Wyoming would be at the bottom. We all knew it would be a different year for the Rams, but nothing like this. And then for Wyoming, there's something going on over there, man. I don't know what's happening over there, but it's just kind of wild to see that when Wyoming was... Kevin, was Wyoming projected to win the West or come in second?
Yeah, I think some people had them first, but the majority in the poll ended up with San Diego State first, Wyoming second.
Okay, so and CSU was falling somewhere in the what, 4 or 5 range?
4 or 5 range, yep.
So you look at that and it's like, man, that was a miss. And obviously a lot of things happened. Wyoming specifically with Graham Ike, and then everything, it was a domino effect after that. And then CSU, obviously we've outlined their struggles too, but it's bizarre how the season works out. You think you know stuff, and then it turns out we just don't.
Yeah, it really shows how quick things change in college basketball. You know, and it's a lot of things. Obviously, transfer portal being one of them. Injuries, obviously, are always, you know, an unknown and unpredictable. And just the volatility of, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. It's, you know, it's not always a linear upward path for everyone.
Kevin Lytle joining us. Kevin, I know it's been a few days past and we're trying to kind of be done with it, but I did want to get your thoughts. I haven't talked much about it on the show this week, but the Russia chant that was going on in the Utah State game, I wanted to get your perspective, because there's two sides, it seems like, all over Twitter. There's one side that's like, there's no way this happened. They were saying something else. They were saying the player's name. They were saying whatever. And then the other side is like, dude, CSU apologized for it. They put out a release, and Nico Medved said something about it. So I wanted to get your perspective on what went down against Utah State.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, it happens. That's right. Like you said, it's documented. Every, you know, CSU doesn't put out a statement, you know, explicitly saying what it was. You know, if they don't feel it happened, people on the court heard it. It was, you know, it's one of those, you don't want to make a broad condemning stroke saying, oh, you know, this is reflective of Colorado State,
sure,
and the fan base. But you also don't just dismiss it as, well, it's a couple idiots, because it is just a couple of idiots, but that's still too many idiots. So it's really disappointing. You know, you hope the crowd, you know, will kind of police itself on things like that. I think for the most part that does happen. Yeah, I mean, obviously a few people went, you know, way over a line that shouldn't be crossed. I've never heard that type of thing at a CSU game before. Hopefully never will again. You know, frankly, I did not hear it at the game. You know, I'm next to the student section, but, you know, in a lot of ways shielded by the student section too. So clearly whoever would have been saying that was kind of in the front row there, or front rows. But yeah, it's one of those that hopefully it can be, you know, more a learning, teaching lesson. And, you know, especially, if, you know, fans going forward, if anyone say anything, you know, out of line, nothing wrong with, you know, turn around and tell them that's not okay, which isn't, you know, a comfortable thing to do, but, I think sometimes necessary because, people can get carried away. I think most of all, most importantly, I thought Max Schulga, you know, really handled it with class. He obviously would have been entitled, I think, to you know, pretty much any reaction he felt because of, you know, what him and his family are going through.
Sure.
But, his statement I thought was really classy of, yeah, that's, you know, inappropriate outline. I appreciate CSU and Coach Medved for condemning it, and I understand that people get carried away at games. And basically he just put it to bed, said, you know, it was disappointing, but I accept the apology and let's move on. So kudos to him. I thought he handled that really, really well.
Yeah, and for those that don't know the full situation, Max Schulga, of course, is from Ukraine. And, and again, not that he needed to do that at all. He could have very much been more upset. He could have released a very bad statement, and it would have been understandable. But I'm telling you that I got a respect factor for that guy now to just be like, you know what? I get it. It sucks. It's terrible. Not to excuse it, but it was kind of cool to see him go that route. And then on the other thing, like you said, it's not, this isn't painting the picture of Fort Collins. This I saw somebody say, that's Fort Collins. They're right around Greeley in Weld County. That's a very conservative city. I'm like, dude, have you been to Fort Collins? but all that stuff, like some of the ideals that surrounded it are crazy to me. I just wish some of the apologists would be like, dude, acknowledge it. A couple of fans did it. That sucked. They're knuckleheads. They're stupid. They're idiots. Whatever. But don't we can't blindly defend it as if no way a student would ever say that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good point too. Of it doesn't do any help to basically try and deny and hide behind it too. It's like I say, hopefully more than anything, a learning experience that you know, can move on from. And you know, have your fun at the game. You know, you can taunt opponents in ways, you know, but there are some lines that don't get crossed, and certainly family in a war-torn country is a line to not cross.
Yeah, that's one of them right there. Kevin Lytle joining us. Lastly, the CSU women's team, it was nice for them. They've won two in a row. They beat Utah State last week, and then they took down Wyoming in a close game. Six games remaining for them. And when you look at, you know, where they sit in the standings and everything, I mean, I know they kind of went on a little slump there for a moment, but Kevin, you still got to feel really good about where CSU is right now. UNLV has certainly climbed up to that top spot, but CSU could climb up another one as they're just below San Diego State.
Yeah, exactly. I think CSU pretty well positioned to get second. They do play at San Diego State later in this year, so that'll be a really big one. But yeah, it seems like, you know, they had that loss to UNLV and sort of hit a funk after that, which I think is understandable. But now they seem to be back on form, and kind of like I've said all year, I think this team has every chance to make that Mountain West title game and then, you know, just have a 40-minute battle to try and, you know, win a bid to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it should be fun to follow that one. Kevin will be in, and Chris, too, today. We got Rams Weekly. It's a short version because we have UNC Hoops coming up against Portland State. Pretty big game for them. But we'll be looking forward to diving in a little more detail about all things Colorado State Hoops with you later on today at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely. Nice to be talking about a win once again.
Yes, it is. It's kind of it's like a feel-good week here, to be honest. There's been a lot of wins in the area, so that's been exciting. Kevin, my man, always appreciate you, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a few hours.
Sounds good. See you later.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Yeah, I haven't talked a lot about the Utah State thing, but I think CSU handled it extremely well, the way they handled it. A couple of idiots, or whatever you want to call them. I don't like to use that word very often, but you can't paint it with a broad stroke and say that's CSU. 11:50 the time. Let's wrap up the first hour. We got a busy second hour coming up. We got the lunch rush. We got Cody Tucker going to talk to us from 7220sports.com about what in the world is going on over there in Wyoming. So all that coming up next. More on the Nuggets trade, more on the Broncos. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Your home for UNC basketball, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.